Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. Thank you for joining us today. God's blessings on your worship.
Good evening. I'm Pastor Hennick from Trinity in Centralia. It is truly good to be here with you this day. We pray the Lord's blessing on our worship together this day. Our opening hymn, hymn 424, O Christ, You Walk the Road. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We read together responsibly the psalmody.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Of old, you laid the foundation of the earth. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. For he will command his angels concerning you. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Enter not into judgment with your servant.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You may be seated for the singing of the hymn 435, Come to Calvary's Holy Mountain, verses 1, 3, and 4.
Be with you.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, you sent your only Son to destroy the power of the evil one, strengthen our faith to resist all temptations, and grant us your protection, so that we may serve your name at all times in truth and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Old Testament lesson appointed for this evening from Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, that the tree was also to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. The eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made for themselves loincloths. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. The man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? He said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. God said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the fruit, and I ate. The Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all the beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go. The dust of the earth you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. To Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. The Lord God made for Adam and his wife garments, skins of clothes, and he clothed them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now lest he reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. And he drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. This is the word of the Lord.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your. The epistle lesson appointed for this evening from 1 Peter chapter 5.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th and the 11th chapters. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met Jesus. Behold, a man from the crowd cried out, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child. Behold, a spirit seizes him, and he suddenly cries out. It convulses him so that he foams at the mouth and shatters him, and will hardly leave him. I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you and to bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon threw him to the ground and convulsed him. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the boy and gave him back to his father. All were astonished at the majesty of God. Now he was casting out the demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke. The people all marveled, but some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons." While others, to test Jesus, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he has trusted and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated for the singing of our sermon hymn, hymn 745, "In God, My Faithful God."
Thank you.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father,
from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this day, the readings that we heard read just a few moments ago. And as a matter of fact, in the readings that we have had, not only this night, but for the last Wednesdays of Lent and the ones coming up, the hand of God, the hand of the Lord, how he has used his hand to defeat Satan, to rescue you and I and all of his people. For by the might of our own hands, we fail. As the disciples, as Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John, the other disciples, as the Father brings this Son to them, cast out this demon, yet they could not. They could not. There's other places in Scripture, too, where the demons exercise power over humanity. The book of Acts, chapter 19. Seven sons of the Jewish chief priest, Sceva, after watching Paul cast out demons and heal people, they happen to find this guy who's demon-possessed. It's a great story. They find the man who's demon-possessed. In the name of Jesus, of whom Paul preaches, we command you, come on out. And the demon looks at them. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? And it says, the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped upon the seven, and he prevailed over them, and they fled from the house naked and wounded. Even the devil himself submits to the authority of God. And if you try and use the things of God as a magic talisman, even the devil refutes that and turns against you. It's an amazing story in Scripture about the absolute authority of the rightly used Word of God. Our readings last week, Sunday, that the place become desolate like Shiloh. Shiloh was destroyed. It used to be the capital. But they used the Ark of the Covenant as a magic talisman, and God wiped the place out because of it. God is very serious about his word and how it is used. And he places it into our hands that we may use it rightly. The Father coming to Jesus as he returns from the Mount of Transfiguration. Your disciples couldn't, but you got to help me. This is my only son. Cast this demon out. And the demon sees Jesus as the Father is bringing the son to him, and he throws the man to the ground and convulses him violently. Jesus simply speaks the word, get out. And the demon listens and obeys. Jesus in the boat with the disciples, sleeping, and the storm rises up. Jesus with a word, be still. Jesus standing at the tomb of Lazarus, come out. And even the dead is raised. And Lazarus comes forth. The power of the hand of God. A hand stretched out to save you, to save me. The power of the very word of Christ himself. And how often do we sometimes want to misuse that power and that authority? Even later on, after these events in our gospel lesson for this day, the disciples and others are sent out, the sending out of the 70, two by two. And they come back marveling, all these wonderful things that have happened. We healed, we cast out demons, we did all this. And Jesus said, that's no big deal. You didn't do that. I've been a pastor for better than 30 years. How many people do you suppose I've baptized? None. But God has used this hand to do that. That's not my work. That's not my authority. That's not my power. And how about the forgiveness of sins we just heard a few moments ago? In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. How were the 70 sent out in 2x2s, casting out those demons? How was Paul raising the dead, healing the sick, casting out demons? But by the word of God, properly spoken, properly used by faith. That very word of God. Interesting. Luther, in a mighty fortress, talking about the devil. One little word can fell him. That word, Jesus. What else do we need than that faith that he has given us? And that faith has an object. The object of that faith is Jesus himself. By his death and resurrection, by his outstretched hands on the cross, he took on your sin and mine, the sins of the whole world. But you know, it was far more than that. He didn't just say, I'm going to take your sins away. No, what does it say? Listen carefully this weekend in the epistle lesson. He who knew no sin became sin for us. He didn't just take our sins. He became sin. How many times do we see something in Scripture, Old or New Testament, along the lines of, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you? How many times have we said something along the lines of God loving the sinner but hating the sin? But yet, what did he do with his son, Jesus, on the cross? My God, why have you forsaken me? Well, if God doesn't forsake people, that's where we see what we find in this weekend's epistle lesson. He became sin. God cannot abide sin. Christ was forsaken because he didn't just take your sin and mine on himself and pay our price, our penalty, our death. He became sin incarnate and was forsaken by God. That's worse than suffering hell itself. To be rejected by God. To have God turn his back on you. That's what our Lord suffered. More so than the scourging, the beating by the soldiers. More so than being rejected by Judas, Peter, and the other disciples who fled. But to have been rejected by God because he was sin. In that, Christ cast out sin, death, and even the devil himself. Our gospel lesson for this day, Matthew 9, Matthew 11, the casting out of these demons by the authority of God himself in Christ. Christ, who cast off Satan for you, for me, as he died on the cross. Again, Luther, though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. For this world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will, he can harm us none. He's judged. The deed is done. One little word, Christ, can fell him. One little word, Jesus, and the devil flees. One little word, I believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The finger of God himself
knocks Satan for a loop and sends him fleeing away. Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares for you. The temptations of Jesus in the wilderness. What was it that the devil did each time but quoted scripture? The devil. The right use of scripture. The right use of the word of God. And the devil flees. Christ has given us that word of faith, that word of life, that word of forgiveness, for he has conquered sin, death, and the devil himself, and cast him out. He is bound. And one day, as we are standing before God in heaven itself, we will know the devil has no power, for Christ reigns above all and in all and through all. By the hand of God, we have nothing to fear. We live by faith, faith in the understanding that Christ has defeated the strong man and taken his armor. He has given us the goods of heaven. We are heirs of that heavenly and holy kingdom. We don't see it yet, but one day we will see him face to face. Rejoice in that faith. Rejoice in that hope. Rejoice in the knowledge that the devil is a cast out and defeated enemy. And live that life of faith that God has given you to live, that others too may see what Christ has done for them by your faith in life. For Jesus' sake, amen.
And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join together in singing hymn 933.
Thank you.
be seated for the gathering of our gifts and offerings to God. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord Jesus Christ, giver and perfecter of our faith, we thank and praise you for the continuation among us of the preaching of your holy gospel for our instruction and edification. Send your blessing upon your word, which has been spoken to us by your Holy Spirit. Increase our saving knowledge in you, that day by day we may be strengthened in the divine truth and remain steadfast in your grace. Lord, in your mercy, give us strength to fight the good fight of faith, to overcome all the temptations of Satan, the flesh, and the world, so that we may finally receive the salvation of our souls. Lord, in your mercy, we pray that you continue to be with those who have special needs, cares, and concerns, for those who are in care facilities, Thretta, Fula, Ronnie, Janice, Jim, Charles, Betty, for those who are dealing with ongoing health concerns, Thomas, Bob, Kurt, Don, Marvin, Amy, Francie, Eileen, Jean Ann, Christy, Brett, Jackie, Henry, Nancy, Elaine, Esther, Robert, Laverne, and those who are dealing with cancer and other issues. For Wallace, who is yet hospitalized, and for Richard, who is recovering from surgery, we pray that you continue to lay your hand of mercy upon the family and friends of Minette Kramer. As you know their needs, cares, and concerns, grant them your continued peace. We pray, Lord, for strength and courage for those serving in our armed forces, Michael, Daniel, Brett, Jesse, Chase, Alex, Isaac, Patty, Austin, Ward, Joyce, Tanya, Shaylin, Mark. We pray, Lord, that you continue to guide and protect them as they guide and protect us through their service. Grant us all your perfect peace, as you know our needs, cares, and concerns even better than we ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your grace for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who's taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Our closing hymn, hymn 878, Abide With Me, verses 1 and 2, 5 and 6. You may be seated.
Thank you. Go in God's peace. You are indeed His people.
Thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again next week.